Greetings, everyone, on this Memorial Day weekend. Who knew it was a holiday, right? Because what's a holiday when every day is the same? But still, I hope we'll all take some time to honor in prayer all those who have given their lives for our nation. And may the grace, love, and peace of Jesus Christ be with you all. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the far apart but still close together people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for May 24th, 2020, the seventh and final Sunday of Easter. And as always, we begin with prayer. Holy God, bless us with a word of life this day to restore, support, and strengthen us as we seek to be one with one another and one with you. Amen. Usually we read the gospel lesson last, but today I'm going to switch that around so you can hear the story in chronological order, if you will. So we begin with another excerpt from the Gospel of John's long farewell discourse, which ends here with a prayer for the disciples. As Jesus prepares to depart to be with God, he prays that God may protect and watch over and unify them. Reading from John chapter 17, verses 1 through 11, listen for God's word to us today. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." So ends the reading. And now from Acts, our reading tells of Jesus' ascension into heaven 40 days after the resurrection. By reading this on the Sunday before Pentecost, and I can't believe that's next Sunday, the church is invited to join the disciples in awaiting God's promise to send the Holy Spirit upon them. Reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. Listen again for the word of God. So when the disciples had come together, they asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. And they said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, along with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.